Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, baby. It is French Toast Friday. Yes, I am having French toast on today. You know, and mimosas and my champagne darlings. Listen. Every day is a champagne day for mama. Yes, and see, because every day is a special day, I'm trying to tell you. Listen, it is Friday. Got my French toast right here on the side in the engineer booth, and I have my mimosas, you know. So listen, it is September the 9th, 2022, 12:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 1:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa. Do have members in the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Putwadi. Roxanne, now listen, I fired you 2 weeks ago. I don't know why you keep showing up for work. Listen, see, this is the way it works. When a person is terminated or fired, they do not come back to the office, okay? I don't care if Rodney still works here. You and Rodney have to get together down the street where the light stays on. Listen, this is not the hotel, motel, makeout session room. Listen. Get on out of here, girl. I'm telling you what's the truth. You can't just lounge around here with Rodney and look all up in his face. Rodney got to make my drinks. Rodney make my gumbo rum. Listen. This show is being brought to you by gumbarum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. Gumbarum.com. Yes, indeed. Business online at gumbarum.com. We have two different flavors, vanilla and coconut. And the coconut is Roxanne that don't understand what firing is. Listen. This show is hot today. Make room. Music is in the house. Guess who's going to be listening to you all today? Yeah, hey. Yes, indeed. Your music is being heard all over the world, my darlings. Listen, while you're on Facebook, I want you to visit the Fierce Female. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. I got some hot music on today. Make Room Music. Listen, Make Room Music is a church musician who also makes beat mix. He also makes beats, and he's a composer that loves to create music. I am really excited about him because he got some hot music up in here. Listen, this one is called Relaxing Minutes. It is phenomenal. You're going to love it. This music is contagious. It's contagious because once you hear it, you're going to love it, honey. You're going to tell all your friends about it. This is Relaxing Minutes. Right, that is Relaxing Minutes. Listen, as some more music is coming up from Make Room Music, Make Room Music. Also, I have a shout-out. Let me tell you, I got a shout-out from Omalani. You know, I've been talking about Omalani, how she came on the show. Spirit shows up, and Spirit spoke some things over her music career. So I want you guys to take a listen to Omalani.
What's up, my people? I just want to give the biggest shout out to the fiercest network out there, which is called the Fierce Female Network. And for those of you who are tuned in, I don't want you to just see this about entertainment, because this network is about ordainment. My name is Omalani, and I appeared on this show, and at the time, the things that are going on now weren't even in sight. But that's when your illustrious hostess, Miss Queen Fierce herself, predicted things that I am now accomplishing. She listened to my music and went past the rhythm and the elements that she liked about the music. She said, hey, you know what you should do? You should go into fashion. Then she also said, you know what else? You should go to Broadway or something like that. And here I am, about to do my first fashion show. And I'm going to be doing this fashion show just a couple of blocks from Broadway. And on top of that, there's going to be a big billboard of me right there in Times Square, New York. All of this was predicted on the show before this even happened. So dreams really do come true. And sometimes people have the foresight and insight to see into you.
All right, that is Omalani, Omalani. Just to recap what happened when she came on the show, I was playing her music, and Spirit showed up and said that she should be doing some things on Broadway. Now, she didn't mention, but she did text me on yesterday, she will be singing on Broadway. She did a special musical salute and showcase a couple of months ago, and that is what happened. Spirit showed up and said these things over her career, and Spirit also said that she should get into fashion. Well, listen, the fashion show she's talking about, she will be walking New York's Fashion Week. She's one of the models. She's going to be walking the runway in New York City. Times Square also, she's got a lot going on. I'm telling you, this is no joke. It's the real deal. This is the real deal. And she has posted all over on Facebook talking about how Spirit showed up and the gift that operates during the show. So listen, it's not me. It is not me. All the glory and the praise goes to God because he is the one that speaks over different individuals. Not me. I'm just a person just sitting here up in the engineer booth, honey. So listen, she is going to be singing on Broadway. They are dedicating a billboard in Times Square of Omalani, and she's participating and walking. That's a big deal. In New York City, honey, you got to be somebody to be walking the runway in New York City fashion. So, you know, everybody is there. Anybody that has anything to do with fashion, they are where? New York's Fashion Week, and that is going on this week, my darlings. Listen, I got some more music that's coming up by Make Room Music. And listen, let me tell you something. The next song that's coming up is Lounge Wine. I'm going to play this in 1 minute, Lounge of Wind. And then I have Renegades Worldwide. Renegades Worldwide is coming up. Renegades Worldwide, 5-1 Hero. I have a song from them. But listen, let me tell you something with Make Room Music. His music is so phenomenal. Now listen, when I was listening to his music earlier on today, since it is so calming, so calming. And you guys know that Fierce Men Network is all about millionaire music. Now listen, Make Room Music. Now, this is just a suggestion. This is just a suggestion. This is what came up in my spirit. Your music is so awesome and so relaxing. If you have any health food stores in your area, I would totally. I know in my community, I visit, I love my health food stores, and they always have the little booklets where they have like yoga, meditation. Your music would be the bomb, and they always have these different events going on in the yoga meditation leaflets. It would be so easy to get the music out there. I'm talking about millionaire music. So listen, in your community, if you have any places like your health food store, they love this type of music because, you know, we love our yoga. We love our yoga, even though I haven't had an opportunity to get into it. I love the yoga. Listen, so yoga, meditation, this is the music that they look for to practice yoga and meditation. And then you can also put your card, you have a business card, in the meditation magazines. And you know what? People grab those magazines all the time. And I would even go a step further and speak with the health food manager. If you're really friendly, which I am, I'm very friendly with the people in the health food store. So listen, now if you want to start out, if you're one of those people that is a little shy and hesitant, what you can do if you do have a health food store that you visit, or if you don't, start visiting the health food store. You know, just be a little friendly, start a little conversation. You know what I'm saying? Then you can work your way into talking about your music and what you do. And I always pick up the magazines. Also pick up the magazine, look through it and see what they got going on, how to get your name in the magazine, you know what I'm saying? And then you want to also, you can also speak with, there's a lot of different groups in those magazines, in those leaflets. And so you can contact those different organizations because they're always looking for this type of music. Now, this is Lounge Wind. You guys take a listen to this phenomenal music. Yes, I love it. That is Lounge Wind. Let me tell you something. This particular piece of music is excellent as well. You know, what you can do is reach out to different massage therapists in their offices. You know, they always have that really nice piped-in music. Why not have make room music, you know, as part of their sessions when they're doing the massages or the chiropractic? Listen, I am telling you, you can have your music piped in. It is totally doable and it is totally possible. A friend of mine, let me give you an example. A friend of mine who is really great, he does music. He is based in Atlanta. He lives in East Point. Now, his music is played in different elevators, restaurants. So listen, when I say these things, I'm not just talking off the top of my head. So listen, one time we was out on a date, Campbell, I'll just say his last name is Campbell. And so part of his stage name, last name is Campbell. And so we were out. We went to, I think it was Bed and Body, and we were just walking around. The music is playing. He says, hey, you hear that music? I said, yeah. So, and he goes, well, that's me. I'm like, oh, well, you're kidding. I said, oh, that's nice. And so we just continued to walk around in the store looking around. And then we went to grab something and eat. Now, the same thing happened. I kid you not. We go to the restaurant, and he says, you hear that? I said, yeah. And he says, oh, that's one of my songs playing. I'm like, you're kidding? I says, oh, that's really nice. And so we kept on going. And then we get in the elevator. He does it again. He says, now, this is another one. He says, it's me that they're playing. I said, you're kidding. And he says, yeah, it's me. So listen, it is totally possible. And this guy, he's a holy big deal in Atlanta. He's a holy big deal. And so his music is known all over the place. That was my point I'm trying to get you to see. And if he walks down the street, he just looks like an ordinary guy, not very handsome. See, it's not according to how you look. And it's not about your talents have nothing to do with how you look. If you're good, you're good. If you're excellent, you're excellent. If you are fabulous, you are fabulous. People keep making the assumption that it has something to do with the way you look. Honey, listen, it has nothing to do with how you look. Look at Oprah, for God's sake. She's a talented woman. Now, listen, does her money have anything to do with how she looks? Hell no. So what I'm trying to get you to see, your talent is your talent, right? When you use your talent, it opens the door for many other possibilities and opportunities. People keep getting these assumptions that it got something to do with how you look, how you sound. So listen. It is about your talent, your God-given talent. So listen, Make Room Music knows this better than anyone because, listen, he's got great music, and I know he knows this because our God-given talents are assigned to us. Nobody can take away your talent. It has nothing to do with your face structure. It has nothing to do with your teeth. It has nothing to do with the color of your hair, right? It has nothing to do with your sexual orientation, for God's sakes. You know, people have the audacity to keep judging people, and it just drives me nuts, crazy, bats, crazy. So listen. Money is money. Your God-given talent will attract money to you, right? So I don't get excited about money. So listen, don't get excited about money. And that drives me crazy. Look, I guess I'm going into a life lesson. Just so you know, I am a trained life coach. Listen, trained by Monique Carradine, who was in the Windy City. She was a news reporter for Fox Channel 32 News, and so this was years ago. She trained me as a life coach, but now she's living the life in Hawaii. You know what I'm saying? So listen, back to this point. I'm going to sum this up, and I got some more music played by Renegades Worldwide 5-1 Hero. Let me say this. Money is money, right? Money belongs to no one. Now, look at it this way. The money that's out there that's being printed up every day, the money that's in people's pockets, now, of course, that money belongs to both. But my point is this. Your talent, your God-given talent will attract the money to you. If you use your God-given talent, the money will come to you. So listen, and people have They don't understand that when you use your God-given talent, people that see and hear your talent will support you. They will become your fan, and it's just like that. The money is attracted to you. If you never, ever use your God-given talent, the money will never, ever be attracted to you. So you got to use what God has given you to use, and the money will be attracted to you. All right? And so that is the way it works. That's the way it works. So listen, I got some more music. This one is Memory of a Memory. I want you to take a listen to this.
Remembering things that I've never seen. Locked away in time, it be evergreen. Been in heaven for so long, would you remember me? The last time you saw me, I was 6. I look different, still feel like a kid. Time travel, getting lost in back then. Like maybe if I fix that, I could fix now. Cause part of me is scared that I'll let my kids down. Cause my father figures we're fucked. I'm Biggie, trying to move forward, but I'm stuck. I'm dripping, drenched in the tears of my teenage years. Now I'm face to face with what I seem to fear. I got all my doubts, I'm in the demons here. It's a party. Still, I'ma be the one that go the hardest. Dedicated to the memories and the heartache.
I don't know what happened, I just know you're gone. And I don't know what to do, everything seems wrong. We never saw eye to eye, but I never thought it'd be like this. A memory of a memory that no longer exists.
You died in my arms, I thought it was a dream.
Longer than I thought it would be. Unfortunately, I tried to stall it for one more little peek at my daughter asleep. One more kiss to feel the warmth of her cheek. I never wanted to leave. How long will you grieve? Who's gonna explain that that corpse isn't me? That I'm soaring and free and all of my glee. It's awful to see and hear my name and them cries you calling. It's like different time zones every night you mourning. Feel like I abandoned you, which is far from what I was planning to. You know that that is true, don't have a damaged view. The Reaper's wrath is too similar to a raffle. Few cheap deaths, I had to be next and didn't have a clue. Just know the love of a father will never be broken. Nothing left to be spoken, my love you'll forever be cloaked in. As you're steadily growing my spirit, you could bet it be glowing. My realest words ever devoted, what?
I don't know what happened, I just know you're gone. And I don't know what to do, everything seems wrong. We never saw eye to eye, but I never thought it'd be like this. A memory of a memory that no longer exists.
Yeah, 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 that is Memory of a Memory. That song is so dope, I love it. It is fantastic, fantastic, and it will certainly do very well. Mainstream, because it is mainstream. That is mainstream music, my darlings. I love it. That is a hot, straight dope turn. Listen, I am so all time up in here, and it's been a stone cold blast. Listen, something came to mind with Memory of a Memory from Renegades Worldwide, 5-1 Hero. And, you know, I don't know if he's going to step out there and do this, but listen, because this song represents your loved one that's passed away, Memory of a Memory. You know something, a long time ago they had this thing where someone had came up with the idea of having a recording of your loved one's voice so you could always hear it. And it did very well. It blew up. I don't know what happened or what it's doing now, but this was many, many years ago. Someone started this particular company where your loved one's voice is recorded, and after they pass away, you can always play it or hear it. And anyway, it was really popular at one point, so I don't know what happened to it. But anyway, my point is this with the song Memory of a Memory. You know, I don't know if you would want to do this, but for memorial services, Yeah, I totally would. I know that that arena is not easy. You know, to go into a funeral home and talk with the funeral director, that may not be an easy thing to do, you know. And but you can certainly do that. You can certainly do that. I'm talking about building a network of people. Listen, there is nothing like having a network of people. I am telling you, it's always a good idea to have a network of people, because when you want to reach out and do a project with a person, you'll always be able to call them. It's about making connections with people on a personal level. See, listen, when it comes to the arena, as far as walking into a funeral home and talking with the funeral director, I don't know how comfortable you would be with that, but you can certainly do that and talk with the manager first, you know, the doorkeeper. When you deal with businesses, this is all about getting past the gatekeeper, which is the person at the front desk and the receptionist. You don't want to talk to them, but you got to talk to them to get to the man at the top. So listen, it starts with the receptionist. You got to start a friendly conversation with the receptionist, who eventually will turn you over to them. They'll say, oh, wait 1 second. Give me 1 minute. And then they'll go and get the manager, and you talk to the manager. And then you have that nice business conversation with the manager, right? You spill your spill on your idea as far as getting your music, the family to use your music during one of the memorial service. So you talk with the manager, give them your layout. This is why you got to have a marketing plan and a blueprint. You talk to the manager in the way that it works. Of course, the manager's going to talk to the funeral director. If the because the funeral director ain't got time to be bothered with that stuff. So the manager talks to the funeral director to see if he's interested in the idea. He'll give you a nod or a no, and then he'll give you a call back. The manager will give you a call back in a couple of days and say, well, funeral director, he may be interested, and then maybe he'll pass along your phone number. So you got to work the food chain, starting with the gatekeeper, which is the receptionist. It just takes a little patience, but this is what you got to do to build your network of people. All right, so that's the way it works. Renegades Worldwide. Okay, so listen, I got to get on up out of here. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.